is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. Now sponsored in part by Dr. Ted Edwards and Dr. Terry Byme of the Hills Medical Group in Westlake on BK's Road next to the schoolyard. Very exciting today that we are welcoming Dr. Edwards once again. Welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, I'm so delighted that you are. And today we are going to talk about detoxification and hormone replacement therapy. And yes, you may call in and ask Dr. Edwards a question. You may call us today at 637-WORD, 637-9673. And if you're outside the Austin Metro calling area, you may use 1-888-860-WORD, 1-888-860-9673. So to refresh your memory, Dr. Edwards is a physician who practices here. He's an active Baptist layman, a faith-filled Christian, and he takes a wellness approach. And now he's partnering with us, and I'm so delighted that that's all true. And we talked a little bit last time that faith and medicine can go together, and we found that we had a couple of really interesting topics with detoxification and hormone replacement therapy. And so really this is something that, particularly detoxification, that really applies to everybody, I think. We live in a toxic soup, but many of us don't know that. So tell us what this really is. What are we talking about when we talk about detoxification?
Well, there are two books out. One is entitled Our Toxic World, and the other's Detoxify or Die. And what we're finding is that in the last 100 years, there's with the Industrial Revolution, really 150 years ago, we began to absorb and take in a lot of toxic material, either from the air or from the foods. And then we started using fertilizers, chemical fertilizers on plants. Now we're getting more and more toxic things in our body every year with all of the convenience things we have for skin and for hair and for eating. And I've gotten to the point that I just explained to my patients that everything that you eat, breathe, or drink is toxic. and you can't do anything about that. I mean, you can a little bit, but even my people who eat organic foods think that they're getting clear and pure foods. In reality, they found PCBs in areas of the world that there's no human that's ever been. So it's in the rainwater, it's in the snow, it's in everything. So all you can really hope to do is to be less toxic than your environment. And so the process then is to begin to remove toxic material from your body. And there are several ways to do that. We first try to use a method to try to measure at least the levels of toxic metals in our body. And after that, then we begin to look seriously at how do we get it out. And there's some ways in which you can take some compounds that actually bind the toxic material and take it out in the urine or in the stool. Or there's an IV that we can use that takes it out, and it's probably considered the gold standard about how to get toxic material out. But when I first got into this some 20, almost 30 years ago, I was talking to somebody and I said, so if I have too many mercury fillings in my teeth, or I've gotten a lot of toxic load of lead or mercury, then what are my symptoms? And the symptoms are the symptoms of aging.
Oh.
So since it takes a long time for those to develop, basically it's what I would call premature aging.
Well, my goodness, you said a lot. I thought I was doing great with organic food, air purifiers, and I even have changed some of the things in my house. Like I bought a low VOC paint when I repainted. I thought, okay, now I'm really great. But even me might need to check on detoxification, but there is a way to measure this.
Yes, right. There's a way to measure it, and there's a way to treat it and know whether you're getting a good treatment or not.
Okay. Well, that's great. But I do understand about heavy metals. Now, my understanding is that even our children really are suffering from this. Of course, we understand if they're eating paint chips, that lead in paint chips is going to harm cognitive development. But there may be many other things besides this.
There are many other things, and including pesticides and those sort of things. And the other side is, for a long time, they've used mercury in vaccinations. And so a lot of children got a lot of mercury there. And there's been a great dispute about whether or not autism is really a response to all of the toxic material we're getting, or it's something else. And right now, even though there are a number of government committees that have said it's not, a lot of the Coast committees are staffed by people who are paid by the drug industry. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to know. One of the things that we have noticed is that in children, they do better when they begin to detoxify. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of parents that are very, very assured that it's detoxifying is the way to their child's health.
Okay, so children are being detoxified and having better behavioral and learning abilities. And then older people who may just be hurting and thinking, I'm just getting old. In fact, when they detoxify, they find that they feel better.
Exactly.
Right. So really this applies to so many people. Now, I have some people some friends who swear by detoxification. And I just kind of thought this was a new age fad, you know, because they can buy something in a box at the store. So it's not a new age fad.
No, it's not a new age fad, and the problem is that if you're really toxic, really bad toxic, then the stuff in the store is sort of is useful, and you'll feel a little better, but you're not really getting to the problem. You know, it's like the old steam engines. When you let the steam off, you let the pressure down a little bit, and things worked better. That's pretty much it. What you can get over the counter generally is, with a few exceptions, is minimal effectiveness. And so that's what's been my concern is that, you know, there are some things you can do, but it's hard to do it without. The real thing is if you really want to make a giant difference, you've got to go after the big things like chelation therapy or other things like that.
Okay, so now what is chelation therapy?
Well, chelate stands for comes from the word for claw, which is a Greek word, and it means that what they see happening is that you give a chemical in the body that goes in and grabs toxic material and is excreted in the urine, And that's the way we do the test. We do a baseline 24-hour urine test, and then we do one after we've done chelation therapy to see how much is coming out. And what happened with a lot of people is that they're not getting rid of much toxic material, and that's because genetically, until 150 years ago, we didn't need that. Our bodies didn't need to detoxify because there was nothing to detoxify. Now, we desperately need it, and our bodies are in the adjustment phase, but they're not doing it's not doing really well at getting rid of toxic material. So, the chelating agent binds it, takes it out in the urine, and so what we see is large amounts of lead, mercury, arsenic, aluminum, et cetera, and in a lot of different people. And surprising to me, we're seeing younger and younger people that have problems. Mm-hmm. So, and then what you can do then, once you've done that, is to do a series of treatments to take the toxic material out of your body, and then go back and retest you again to see where we are, mm-hmm. See if we're doing what we're supposed to do.
Right. So this has to be done in a doctor's office.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you're saying large amounts of toxic material are coming out, even of young people.
Yeah.
And you can measure that. Well, great. Okay. We're going to hold that thought, and we're going to take a break now to thank our sponsors. First off, I want to thank Mr. Mike Pattison of Two Day Auto Body down on Airport Boulevard. He has invested in children in many ways, and we thank him. And he can certainly take your car that has been crunched and punched and put the polish and pizzazz back in it, and you'll be happy that you trade there. In fact, that's where I trade. I wouldn't go anywhere else. Two Day Auto Body, 1143 Airport. Two Day Auto Body.
Are you sick and tired of being, well, sick and tired? Do you long for a doctor who will listen to your story of symptoms or illness? Somewhere among MD physicians, there must be a physician who combines all the healing methods, including prayer. Well, there is an answer. You can check out the Center for Health and Healing.org or call 512-327-4886. That's 512-327-4886. They'll be glad you did.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory. Celebrate the victory.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and I'm Sharon Sarles, saying that God wants total well-being for all children. And we're talking today with Dr. Ted Edwards, and we have just talked about detoxification and how it's so needed throughout the population, and that chelation therapy really is the gold standard for detoxification.
Right.
Right. And can help children, adults, we can all feel better. But really it's something, to get it done properly, we need to go to the doctor's office, get it measured.
That's the most effective and the fastest. You know, I want to get the biggest bang for the buck and as quick as possible. So that's where it works.
Well, sure. And if it were my child, I'd want it done quickly. I don't want their milestones to be slowed down in any way. And so detoxification we'll think about, but also we want to talk about hormone replacement therapy. And, of course, we think of this as only mature women, but we're finding that really younger women, even in their 30s and their 40s, are having some hormone imbalances. And, of course, ain't nobody happy if mama ain't happy.
That's right.
So tell us about this. What is this with hormone replacement therapy?
Well, there's an interesting segue here because what I didn't know this originally when I got into hormone replacement, but it turns out that toxic metals actually block the effect of the thyroid hormone, actually block the effect of the sex hormones. Mm-hmm. So, and it does it erratically. So, you know, the difference is sort of interesting because males basically don't have much reaction to hormones that we can see. And since there's unlike females who have a hormone changes all the time in their body, they're really aware of what's going on. Males have very few changes, and it basically they peak at their testosterone at about age 25 to 30, and at 60 they've got 10% of that. And it's a straight line down, and they don't really change much until they get into trouble. Now, females have a constant flow of hormones and changes constantly, and so therefore they're much more aware of their bodies and what's going on. The common patients that I see are the ones who are either may or may not be having hot flashes, having irregular menses, cramps, PMS. And all of that can start at a young life, and generally is related to in many instances, to the lack of progesterone in the body. But it's natural progesterone; it's not the prescription one that's commonly given. Mm-hmm. And females also commonly with that, particularly around the menopausal area, will get hypothyroid at that time as well. And I'm not sure where all that comes in and how that happens. I keep thinking there's something going wrong with the system because I don't think God intended it this way. And so I have to look and say, you know, is part of this because of toxic issues, part of it because of something else that's going on in our body now. We've also got the new genetically modified foods now, which are another problem, and we think that they may be causing problems as well, but we don't have the proof on that. But the nice thing is that you can treat the hormonal imbalances in women and men with natural substances that are the same thing their body's making. So you don't have to add something else to the system other than the essentially replacing your natural hormones.
Mm-hmm. Now, I saw on your website that there was a checklist for women to see if maybe they had some sort of imbalance, particularly with the progesterone. Well, I thought that was very helpful because, you know, at 45 or 50, if I were having some problem, I might suspect that it was my hormones. But at 30, I would have never imagined. So I found that checklist very helpful.
Well, this was sort of how this came about was sort of interesting in my practice because what happened when I was about 55 years old, I noticed that I was getting up in the mornings and aching and uncomfortable. And I'm thinking I'm doing all the right things. I'm running, I'm exercising, I'm eating the right food. I'm doing all the right things to make me healthy. And I didn't want to, the idea of hurting every morning for the next 50 years of my life didn't appeal to me at all. So I decided at that point in time to go to the medical library and found that there was an enormous amount of literature that I'd never heard or never was aware of. And so it was from that literature that I began to take care of me. And a group of women came to me that were in a real estate group, and they asked me, they told them that they didn't want to take prescription hormones any longer and that they wanted to go on natural hormones. And I advised them that I didn't know if I'd do that, but I'd go to the Bucks for a couple of weeks and I'd let them know. And after I'd gone to and studied it a while, I thought, yeah, we can do this. And so have done that. But what happened was that group of women were generally around 40 to 50 years old. And within about 6 months, I started seeing their daughters. Mm-hmm. Because in many, you know, as you well know, in many times in a family, you know, the mother will have the problem, all the daughters will have the problem, and it passes down. And so what we started doing was picking up the issues with the daughters and solving that too.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like maybe you solved this terrible dilemma. People face the question of hormone replacement therapy and feel like they've got a devil's dilemma, but I think you have a way out of that. They feel like the side effects maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love the miracle story. I love miracle stories, and many times hormones are miracles. You know, you get them on the right thing, and suddenly it's just like my life has changed. And it's true. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Right. Well, now, what about bioidentical hormones rather than this horse estrogen that everybody else is taking?
Well, the only thing I use of bioidentical hormones in almost all of my patients, and unless they request otherwise, but my belief system is that if I use the hormone that is naturally made by that woman, then I'm not doing anything other than hormone replacement. You know, I'm not treating her with something else. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving her a prescription for something else. And I find that very comfortable because I feel like I'm doing the right thing by the patient. And I'm also, you know, usually looking at what I need to clean up those hormones in the thyroid by detoxifying her as well. So I consider all of that a package. When I first got into wellness, I wrote a book entitled Weight Loss to Super Wellness, and it included stress management, nutrition, and exercise. And then when I got into hormones and then detoxification, I realized there's another book I've got to write, and that will be stress management, nutrition, and exercise. I haven't come off of those. Mm-hmm. But now the next one will be, you know, hormone replacement or diagnosis and replacement. followed by detoxification at the same time, and then definitely prayer for healing to get to avoid problems in the future. Because where you, the big thing that I've come to realize that I didn't realize early in life was is that forgiveness is the opening that allows us to pray and expect healing. And if we've got to forgive everybody else, we've got to forgive ourselves in that process. But that opens the door then with all of these other things to really make for a very healthy life.
Okay, well, great. Well, let's take another break then with that open door.
Ted L. Edwards, Jr., M.D., specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement and balancing, food allergies, anti-aging, detoxification, including IV detoxification, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and appropriate nutritional supplements. Ted L. Edwards, Jr., M.D., also offering medically supervised weight loss programs that are designed to reset your weight set point. Call 512-327-4886.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory. Celebrate the victory.
Well, here at the Great Shalom Broadcast, we always like to end our broadcast with a trip to the throne of grace. So I invite you all to accompany me, and let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all your many blessings. Thank you for the joys of this life, for health and for healing. And Lord, thank you most of all for your forgiveness and your bringing us close to you. And we would just like to participate in that and just forgive ourselves and others. We adopt your forgiveness for ourselves, and in accordance with your commands, we forgive all those who may have done something against us, or maybe we only imagine that, but we forgive all of those and open the door to your healing through our lives, over our lives, our bodies, and through us also. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to participate in your great project. So we bless all our listeners with health and healing, with forgiveness, with joy and peace in believing. We bless the parents who inquire as to how best to help their children. We bless doctors and providers who work hard to help others. We bless the children. We bless the families who listen to us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So we ask you to write us and tell us what you have received. You can write me through email at info@greatshalom.org, or you could write me through snail mail and tuck in a gift at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park 78630. And we could get a real prayer party going on the blog on my website at www.greatshalom.org. Or you could go to Facebook at Sharon Sorrell's GSB Prayer Room and put in your prayer requests, your prayers, and your testimonies. We could have a good time. Also, if you would like my book, God Wants You Healed, it's available on my website. You just click through at www.greatshalom.org. This month we offer a free document entitled 20 Blessings for Teachers. Makes a good devotional. If you'll email me, I'll send it to you free as a PDF. info@greatshalom.org. Well, Dr. Edwards, do you have a final thought for us this morning?
I think the main thing to realize is that being healthy in every way, physically and spiritually, is a combination of a whole bunch of things. There's just not any one thing you can do that solves the problem. But I really start with the idea of concept of dealing with forgiveness as the first step. And then once you can forgive those who've hurt you and then forgive yourself for being a party to that, then the next thing is that we can really seriously work on all the physical stuff, mm-hmm. and expect wonderful results, because prayer is part of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. I find it so. And all those practical things can go along with it. So thank the Lord for his wonderful healing power. We can all live happy and healthy and holy. And that is good news. So tune in next week, and we will be talking with a chiropractor, how chiropractic might be helping children. We'll figure that out next week with Dr. Joe Rodriguez. And so this is Sharon Sarles for the Great Shalom Broadcast saying, God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom Broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Join Sharon Sarles again next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. for the Great Shalom Broadcast.